be good to be in the Lord's house tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I know what Eric's talking about. It's been a rough week. You know, I got down on my knees last night and I prayed and I said, Lord, I want to be in church on Wednesday night. And I said, Lord, I said, if you give me a little bit of energy, you make me feel a little bit better. Just enough where I can get up there and do what I was called to do. I won't ask for anything the rest of the day. When I got up, well, I felt good this morning. I went throughout and got a lot of stuff done around the house and got the energy and got the message the Lord provided me. You know, sometimes, you know, we worry about the small things, don't we? Amen. Sometimes the smallest things, we blow up something pretty big. They consume our lives and consume our time and everything else. When all the while the Lord says, let me take care of those problems for you. Let me take care of those small issues you're dealing with. Just come to me with that and I'll take care of them. Don't worry. Amen. I tell you, I feel good, Lord. I don't feel the best in body, but in spirit, I feel great. And I know the Lord's going to take care of it. If you want to open up your book, your Bibles, to the book of Matthew chapter 6, I've got a little bit of reading here that I believe the Lord's put on my heart. And, verse 25, we're going to start. I'll give y'all a minute to find that spot. Y'all keep me in your prayers. I'll do what the Lord had me to do. I try not to post too long, but the Lord said, we'll go an hour. The Lord said, go 5 minutes, we'll go 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Amen. Book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, the Bible says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is, cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take the thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Amen. I want to stop right there. You know, I got to thinking about this, you know, a lot of times I get so involved in things happen in my life, you know, bad things that happen to us, Brother Eric, you know, and it concerns my life, amen, and all I do is worry about the next day, and I worry about next week, and I worry about the month right after that, and you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, hey man, worry about today, that's all you need to worry about. Don't worry about tomorrow, because I've got it in my hands. Amen. You know, so many times we have an unexpected bill come up. We don't have the best of clothes. We don't have the finest of furniture in our house, or the best kind brand name of food in our refrigerator. Let me tell you something. God says, I've got this. Amen. He says, don't worry about anything in your life. He says, take no thought for it. Because if I can feed the birds, and I can feed the fowls, I can feed the animals, how much better are you? Amen. Church, let me tell you something. I believe God puts us a little bit more higher than the birds and the fields. I believe God puts us a little bit more higher in life than the animals in the woods. Amen. He will take care of us. Amen. The Bible says, don't worry about it. Amen. Amen. Don't worry about what you have in this life. Because it's just temporary. And one day it'll all pass away. Church, let me tell you something. I think so much of my life and what I can do in this life. How much can I improve in this life? But I worry about the small things. But sometimes we just need to sit there. Enjoy the time that we have with our families here. Enjoy the things that we do have. The things that we are blessed with today. And our health, the living health we do have. We'll be thankful for that. And not be asking for more. Amen. Jesus died and gave his life on the cross. Amen. He gave us everything. But yet we ask for the small stuff, the piddly stuff. And God says, don't worry about it, because I got it all under control. Amen. Church, I tell you, I've really thought about the scripture. You know, we've got plans, and me and my wife, you know, we something. A month prior after that, 2 months later down the road, a year from now. But we're not worried and we're not enjoying about today. Amen. The weather that the Lord's blessed us with. The family time that we get. The church, being the church with our brothers and sisters. In Christ, we don't enjoy that time anymore. We're always worried about the next time. Amen. Church, we don't need to worry about that stuff. God takes care of His children. Amen. Amen. He took care of many people in the Bible. In the past, many stories that He delivered out of bonds. Amen. Slavery. The fiery furnaces, the den of lions. Amen. Church, He loves His children. He takes care of them.
Amen.
You know, I believe when Daniel got through into the light, he didn't worry about whether or not he was going to get out of there. He knew he was going to get out. He didn't worry about it. He didn't take no thought for it. Amen. When the Hebrew children got thrown into the furnace, I believe they didn't have no thought what was going to happen. They knew that God was going to deliver them. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew children said before they got thrown in there, whether He delivers or not, we will not bow to your idols. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They got thrown into the furnace. Amen. They come out unscorched. There wasn't even a smell of fire on them. Amen. Because they didn't worry. They knew God would deliver you. Amen. Church, God delivered me this week. You know, this past week and a half, I ain't felt the best in the world. I've been sicker than a dog. But you know what? I kept praying and I kept seeking the Lord. Amen. And He delivered me. Amen. Church, I didn't worry about the future. I worried about what I had right now.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I tell you what, God hears your prayers.
Yeah.
Amen. But yet, we're still worried.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says we need to seek the kingdom of God first. Amen. We need to be looking for a better place. Amen. Take this life day by day. Live it the best we can and live it for God. Do the things He'd have us do each day. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Live our lives and shine the light to someone else. Amen. God will take care of us.
Amen.
I love that song, "Didn't I Walk on the Water?" Amen. He looks back and we go through our little valleys we go through and we blow them up to something big, but God says, "Didn't I walk on the water for you?"
Amen.
"Didn't I go see my son and die on the cross for you?" Amen. Church, and "Didn't I help you through that trouble that you were going through?" And you know what? I'd do it all over again.
Amen.
God would do that for us, for His children today.
Right.
Amen. Church, He gave everything He had for us.
Yeah.
Amen. And sometimes we still want to move about the small things.
Amen.
But all we got to do is turn it over to God.
Yeah.
And not worry about it. Boy, church, I tell you, I'm the one of the first ones, amen, to tell you that. Amen, I worry about everything. And, you know, I get out there today and I enjoy the breeze that we had and the weather that God blessed us with. And, you know, God, when He made this world, He made the earth. And He said everything was good. Amen, everything was perfect. And, He made everything in His image and made us the same way. Amen, church, and I got out there today and I looked how beautiful God created everything.
Yeah.
And here I am worried about the small stuff.
Amen.
But look how what God has done for me. Amen. He's gave me a roof over my head. He gave me a car to drive and a job to go to. But yet I still worry about the small things.
Yeah.
God's brought me this far. What makes me think He ain't going to carry me on any further?
Amen.
Church, I'm telling you, I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what battles you may be facing. But don't worry about it, amen. Just worry about today. Worry about what you got now.
Amen.
Amen. God will deliver you. Amen. Take no thought for nothing. Amen. For God takes care of His children today.
Yeah.
Amen, church.
Right.
I tell you, I feel good to the Lord today.
Amen.
You know, we talked about, you know, we just talked about the churches today. Me and my wife had a discussion coming up. And I know we've had a discussion down here before. And, you know, churches these days, you know, we try to push to come as you are thing.
Yeah.
You know, people come to church, you know, they worry about clothes. They don't have the best of clothes and, you know, a dress shirt and tie, whatever it may be. You know, I don't think we need to worry about that. I think if we give it everything we got, we come to the Lord's house. And, amen, I believe God's going to use us just as well as anybody with a nice clothes possible. Amen. If God bless you with something, amen. Don't worry about anything else. Come as you are. Let the Lord clean you up. Amen. But don't take no thought for the clothes that you wear, because He will clothe you. Don't take no thought for the kind of food you're going to eat, because you will eat. Don't take no thought for the kind of drinks you will be drinking. The Lord will have you something to drink.
Yeah.
I remember the Bible talks about that well, living water, amen, that springs up and never runs out, never runs dry.
Amen,
church, I may not have spring water in my refrigerator. Amen, I may not have a fountain that's spewing outside my front yard. But I got an everlasting well springing up in my life.
Amen,
my heart that will never run dry. Amen, that well will spring out until they send me home one day.
Amen.
Amen, I take no thought for tomorrow. tell you what, church, didn't I walk on the water?
Yeah.
Amen. Didn't I break you from all your sins and your troubles?
Yeah, man.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Amen, church. Yeah. We're going through something in life. We got an event coming up. We got something going on big. Take no thought for it. I've got a wedding I got to do this weekend, Brother Sherry. I've been dreading that. This Friday, I've been dreading that more than anything. There's possibly a little family issue going on there. And I'm worried about it. I'm dreading it. But the whole time, Lord, since I've got you in my hands, I will see you through this. Amen. Take no thought for it. I take care of my children. Amen. Only thing I want you to do is seek the kingdom of God. Amen. Keep pressing forward. I do what I have you to do. Amen. You'll be justified.
Amen.
Take no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry. Amen. What God's going to do for you. Amen. He'll take care of you tonight. Church, I tell you, I like this verse. Amen. If I can find it right back here. Verse 30 says, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is tomorrow's, cast it to the oven, shall it not much more cloak you?
Yeah.
Oh, you little faith. We don't have much faith in this life, do we, sometimes? Get rubbed and rattled. Our faith starts getting smaller and smaller. Yeah. And we start doubting God of some things. But you know, the whole time, God wants your faith. He wants you to trust Him.
Yeah.
He wants you to believe Him and know He'll take care of you. I believe that's what the power of prayer is, amen.
Yeah.
Never give up on prayer, amen. Have faith in God, He will see you through.
Amen.
Amen. I don't worry. I don't need to worry like I do. Amen. I tell you, I worry about life this sometimes. I ask her, what we got coming out of our check this week? What kind of bills we got coming up? What? The whole time, I got this down. Don't worry about it. But you know, I can't help. I'm human. I'm man. I worry about stuff. But
yeah.
I want to make sure things are taken care of this life. But while I'm here, my family's taken care of.
Yeah.
But you know, just like with the attitude she has, God says, don't worry about this, Caleb. I got it. We'll make a way for you.
Yeah.
Take no thought for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you know, if there's people here that was here tonight that's lost, you know, today's salvation. You know, if anybody that's lost tonight down to sin, they need to be worried about today. Amen. Because they don't have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. If you live and die in your sins, amen, tomorrow you'll spend eternity in hell.
Yeah.
But you know, it's good to know the people that are saved. Amen. If God was to call us out of here tonight, tomorrow we'll open our eyes in eternity in heaven. Amen. To be with the Lord. Take no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry about anything. Don't sweat the small stuff. I used to hear that a lot. Amen. In school. Amen. Coach. I used to have a coach in there in high school. He used to tell me all the time. You know, I always try to be the best and make the start at 5 and start at 6. He said, don't sweat the small stuff, right? You'll be alright. Amen. In life, amen, we may get rattled. God says, don't sweat the small stuff. Turn it over to me. Amen. Don't worry. You'll be clothed. You'll be fed.
Yeah.
You'll have plenty to drink. And you'll have a roof over your head. Don't sweat nothing. Don't worry about it. The Lord take care of His children. Amen. That's all I've got for tonight. I'm going to ask for a song. Amen. Church, I tell you, I don't know what you're facing tonight. I don't know if there's something going on in your life. You know,